as it goes out of bounds.
It's like a reach in by Luke Stern.
Number five, Luke Stern. That's his first personal. Cassidy's third team foul. 11.6 seconds left in the first. 14-11. Lakers by 3 points. The Dubes at midcourt. Mason Dubes, a sophomore, going against Hayden Horn. Back up to Anthony Sheridan. 5 seconds left. Dribbles twice. Pulls up for the long two from the left. This one's airballed. Rebound brought in by Bryce Fernald. And we have reached the end of the first quarter with a three-point ball game. 14 for Lakers, 11 for Cass City, right here on the WNLW Sports Network.
What do you look for in a bank? Security and safety, customer service, technology, or just a free checking account with no minimum balances? Look no farther than Bayport State Bank. We're a local community bank offering you superior customer service and the security and safety you've come to expect. And Bayport State Bank still offers free checking and savings accounts that have no fees or minimum balance requirements. And if you can't make it to the bank, our 24-hour online banking is available and convenient. And check out our new mobile banking app with your smartphone. It's banking your way, anytime, anywhere. The management of Bayport State Bank also believes in giving back to our communities and investing our time and money. Over the last 10 years, we have donated almost $2 million to local organizations, nonprofits, and groups right here in the Thumb area. Additionally, our employees volunteer countless hours of their own time to schools, organizations, and communities. For over 123 years, Bayport State Bank has been making a difference in our communities. We're asking you to join our local team effort and support the Thumb area communities. Stop in any office of Bayport, Pigeon, and BedEx and open up a checking or savings account today. Bayport State Bank, member FDIC.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch, Cass City's first possession gets it over to Colin Rubel, and he makes the two on the baseline. It's now a one-point ball game. 14 for Lakers, 13 for Cass City, and Siegfried nearly had his pocket picked by, that was number two for Cass City, Bryce Fernald, but it goes out of bounds. It'll be Laker ball nearly on the sideline right in the corner. 14-13, Lakers by 1 point.
Bryce was Johnny on the spot. All they had to do is go ahead and just pick it up and take it to the races.
Back out to Sheridan. Now to the hands of Garrett Bowles going against Bryce Fernald. To Siegfried. Right wing gets a screen from Sheridan. Now to back to Bowles. To Sheridan goes to work at the right block. This one's short. Pasek's put back is short. He gets his own rebound. He is fouled and one. That's a seventh offensive board for Lakers tonight. They now have 12 rebounds. This foul goes against Bryce Fernald. That's his second, team's fourth. Mason Pasek now with 8 points, trying to make it nine here with a free throw, and he does.
He's having himself quite a game.
9 points so far in 9 minutes of play. 17-13, Cass City trails by four, and Cass City turned it over as the pressure from Lakers in the backcourt was too much to overcome. Third turnover for Cass City so far. Siegfried will inbound right in front of Cassidy's bench, left side of your radio. 7:14 left in the second. Lakers 17, Cass City 13. Clark Ramsey and John Winuth are called tonight from center court in Cass City. Binder over to Siegfried against Hayden Horn. To Mason Pasek, being guarded by Cathrell. Into the lane, the finger roll in for two for Mason Pasek. He's now in double digits with 11 points. Six in the first, five in the second quarter. We played a minute 12. Cathrell at the right wing, pulls up for three. This one's off the mark. Long rebound, still loose, and it's out of bounds. Last touch by Colin Rubel. Substitution for Cass City. Zach Beecher checks in, replaces number three, Landon Schenk. And Kendall Anthus now getting in the action. He replaces Bryce Fernald. Siegfried will inbound for Lakers, 90 feet from their own hoop. Into the hands of Garrett Bowles against Hayden Horn. Down to the baseline, dribbling, and there's going to be some hand-checking here, and this will be a foul against Zach Beecher. That'll be his second, team's fifth for Cass City. 6:34 left in the second, 19-13. Lakers out by six, that ties their largest lead of the night. have not trailed in this ball game quite yet. Anthony Sherry gets the inbound, wide open in the lane, in for 2 points. He has six. Now an 8-point lead, 21-13. And we have a timeout called by Aaron Fernald. He wants to discuss things. It's a 30-second timeout, 6:24 left in the second quarter. Lakers 21, Cass City 13.
Winter is in full swing and indoor activities are all the rage. That's right. We at Harjo's Ben Franklin and Pigeon have what you need to keep yourself busy during these long, cold winter days and nights. Take all those pictures of your loved ones and favorite memories and turn them into the scrapbook of your dreams. We at Harjo's have everything for scrapbooking at great prices. We also have what you're looking for in knitting, sewing, and crochet. And we carry a full line of painting, drawing, special hobby, and craft supplies. So keep busy this winter with the help of Harjo's Ben Franklin in beautiful downtown Pigeon.
Cass City coming out of a timeout, gets it all the way down to the right block to Landon Shing's hands, and he puts it off the glass in for 2 points and cuts the deficit down for Cass City down to 6 points, 21-15. And Carson Bender, being guarded by Colin Ribble, dribbled right out of bounds.
That ball got away from him almost like there was a little bump on the floor over here. Dead spot? I don't know. It was uncanny how it worked.
Contrary to previous Lakers games we've called, the Lakers with only two turnovers so far. Cass City with three. To the right wing, Kendall Anthus dribbling. Back over to Hayden Horn. Nearly stolen by Siegfried, but Anthus is able to bring it in. Down to the right corner for three. And Colin Rubel nails it. That's his fifth point. And now it's down to a three-point game, 21-18. Siegfried dribbles at the right elbow, picks it up over to Binder, right wing. Back out to Siegfried, being guarded by Kendall Anthus. Siegfried starts his dribble, trying to get down to that baseline. Nothing there. Now pivoting, trying to feed it to anyone that's open.
Almost
at a
five.
Nearly stolen away by Colin Rubel, but there's Anthony Sheridan to bail him out. At midcourt, Bowles dribbling, pulls up for three, top of the key. This one's short, off the side of the rim, and it's out of bounds, and it's going to be Cass City ball. Left, right across your radio.
That's exactly the shot that Coach did not want. There's no way. They were up on the top, trying to go ahead and play keep away and everything, and the Cass City Redhawks were just all over them. Bad shot selection.
Cathrell down to the baseline to Schenk, dribbles into the corner against Siegfried, goes down the baseline, jump stop, goes up. This one's blocked by Sheridan. Out of bounds, and it'll be Cass City ball. 5:01 left in the first half, 21-18. Kendall Anthus inbounds to Hayden Horn. Back up to the top to Colin Rubel, pops the three. This one's smooth as silk in for three. That's his second straight three. He now has 8 points all coming to this game in this quarter, and we have our first tie of the ball game, 21-21, and now we have a double foul. This will go against Colin Rubel for Cass City, and not quite sure who we have for.
Was it Carson Bender?
Number 11 and number 21, so that's Carson Bender. And more importantly for the Lakers, that's Carson Binder's third personal, team's eighth, and Colin Rubel's first, team's sixth.
Talk about a tie-up.
So Lakers still has possession here, as is a double foul, does not affect the possession. And now we have a timeout called by Eric Wisner, as the five-second call was nearly on. 21-21, 4:49 left in the second quarter, right here on the WLW Sports Network.
Sandpoint residents, now is the time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone Company. Why? How about you can switch right now and keep your same phone number? How about a wider local calling area? Switch to Pigeon Telephone and call Caseville, Bayport, Bad Axe, Cass City, Elkton, Gagetown, Kindy, Pigeon, Port Austin, Unionville, and Sebring, all with a local call. And local offices you can stop into. Certain restrictions apply. It's time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone. Stop by their offices at 20 South Main Street or call 1-800-292-0614 and make the switch today.
Lakers coming out of the timeout, feeds it down to Siegfried in the lane. He can't get that to fall. Rebound brought in by Cass City's Landon Schenk, and we're headed the other way. And that's the first rebound for Cass City in this quarter, mostly because they made most